This is the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News. Hello and welcome to the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News, where we give an in-depth breakdown of this week's top stories from the region. In this episode, we'll delve into the recent arrest of 147 ISIS suspects in Turkey, following the deadly attack on Moscow's Crocus City Hall. We'll explore the context behind these arrests, the challenges Turkey faces in combating terrorism, and the potential international ramifications. Firstly, let's understand the immediate trigger for these arrests. Two Tajik nationals involved in the Moscow attack were found to have transited through Istanbul, one as recently as last month. While Turkish authorities believe these individuals were radicalized in Russia, their presence highlights the complex routes used by terrorists. This incident comes against the backdrop of Turkey's ongoing struggle against the Islamic State Khorasan, ISK. The Afghan branch of ISIS. ISK has been active in Central Asia and Turkey, carrying out a deadly attack on an Istanbul church earlier this year. The presence of a sizable Central Asian community in Istanbul makes it a vulnerable recruitment ground for the group. Furthermore, Turkey has become a refuge for ISIS fighters displaced from Syria and Iraq in recent years. Since 2023, Turkish authorities have detained nearly 3,000 individuals suspected of ISIS links. The recent arrests add to these ongoing efforts. However, widespread arrests might not be enough. ISK has managed to establish itself within diaspora communities, making eradication difficult. Turkey's role as a NATO member and regional power could be crucial. Increased international collaboration to address this threat is a possibility, but it could also strain Turkey's diplomatic ties and have broader international consequences. For instance, understanding Turkey's role as a transit point for attackers implicated in Moscow could significantly impact Russia's military operations in Ukraine, especially considering President Putin's attempt to link Ukraine to the attack. In conclusion, the recent arrests in Turkey expose the complex web of international terrorism and the challenges faced in dismantling such groups. While Turkey's role is critical, a multi-pronged international approach seems necessary to effectively address this ongoing threat. Finally, we'll delve into the recent news of Japan rejoining a growing list of countries that have reinstated funding to the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. This decision comes after a period of controversy and funding cuts surrounding the organization. The UNRWA plays a vital role in the lives of Palestinian refugees. It provides essential services like education, healthcare, and food assistance to millions of Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. However, in late 2023, the organization faced a major crisis when several countries, including Japan, suspended their contributions. This cut in funding stemmed from accusations by Israel that some UNRWA staff members were involved with Hamas, a Palestinian militant group. Israel alleged that over 450 UNRWA employees had ties to Hamas, and that some even participated in attacks against Israel. The UNRWA vehemently denied these claims and launched its own investigation. However, the situation was further complicated by Israel's refusal to share any evidence with the UNRWA, citing security concerns. The funding cuts had a devastating impact on the UNRWA. The organization nearly lost half its financial support, jeopardizing its ability to deliver critical services. With Gaza already facing a dire humanitarian situation, the potential collapse of UNRWA operations threatened to worsen the crisis significantly. Fortunately, recent developments offer a glimmer of hope. Several countries, like Japan, Canada, Sweden, and Finland, have decided to resume their funding to the UNRWA. This decision appears to be linked to two factors: assurances from the UNRWA regarding increased transparency, and an interim report by the UN's Office of Internal Oversight Services, OIOS, which may have eased some concerns. However, the situation remains fluid. Germany and the United States, once major donors, have yet to reinstate their funding. They, along with some other nations, are waiting for the final results of the full UN investigation, which could take up to a year due to Israel's lack of cooperation. In conclusion, the UNRWA funding situation highlights the complex political landscape surrounding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. While the recent reinstatements are positive steps, the future of the organization remains uncertain. The full UN investigation and continued international cooperation will be crucial in determining the UNRWA's ability to continue its vital work for Palestinian refugees.